Well, so we started last week the Gemara of Vav Amud Aleph. About the Seidah Afrosha, the Gemara was concerned, Be'ikah, why was it necessary for him to be Mafrish Me'ishtoi? I'd like just this time just to go through the basic Gemara. But the Gemara takes us through interesting concepts of some Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, the Din of Boil Nida. It's not very complicated, although it may be a little bit of new information for those who are not familiar with the Sugya. So let's try to go through the Gemara, the basic Sugya Sa Gemara, just to see this little bit of a side Sugya, should we say, in the Din of the one prat in the Din of the Prisha. The Gemara is not that way. Let me say the Gemara again, Nocham Al Inside, Vav Amud Aleph. Mafrishin Kohen Goldot. Zot the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin. What is the purpose and the reason for this hafrosha? So the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin Kedamrina, Nidin Rabbi Yechanan Kedisle, Elish Lokish Kedisle. We've already seen extensively the Sugyas, where the Gemara has discussed the Makoyr for hafrosha is either Kunt Rabbi Yechanan, which is Nilmud from the Miluim, or Kunt Rish Lokish, which is Nilmud from the Din of the. Just Bederach Agav, Rabbi, so I'd just like to mention something about the Miluim. I just overheard somebody saying this morning that Parshas Tetzaveh is the Parsha which he feels most disconnected from all the Parshas in the Torah of Arachat Mishkasach, of what's happening over there. I hope that for most of us who've had a chance to look at something, half of Parshas Tetzaveh B'Emes describes the Seder, the Avodah of the Miluim. The first half is a little bit about the big Tikkun and one or two other things. The second half is the parasha which we've seen, which discusses the Seder, what happened to Aaron and Avonov, the Karbonas, and the Seder of Avisha of the Big Dekuna, which Moshe had done to Aaron. And I hope that through some of the limud that we've had, there's been a little bit more meaning for the Seder of Parshas Tetzaveh. As I say, a lot of it is like the details of the Seder, how the Karbonas of the Meir Miluim, the details of what they were, the various Tnufas and the various Avodas, etc. But at least the structure of the Seder of the Aveda that Moshe was instructed to do in order to inaugurate Aaron and Shimon and Miluim is something which I hope we'll have something a little bit more of connection to after we've seen some of the psukim and the basic Seder Aveda. Al Kopani, back to our sugya. So the Gemara has a discussion about this Afrosha. That the Gemara, the reason for the Afrosha is either because it's Nilmud from the Miluim, where Aaron Avonov had to stay Pesach El Moed for 7 days before they were able to do the Avodah on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, or for Rish Lakish, that the Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate himself before he was able to speak to the Shechina. So what's the Shaila of Lama Mafrisha? So the Gemara, the Pshat is the following. Avada Etzim Din Afrosha, we understand. Hochi Ka'amam, Bibesei Lama Pirish. Why was it necessary for him to be Purish Bibesa? It's up Rashi. May Ishtoi Lama Pirish. Tova Ishtoimoi, the Mishnah says that Shivas Yomim Kaidin Yema Kippurim is Mafrishin Kodgodu Bibesoi. And the inference of Bibesa means that he has to be Purish Bibesoi, he has to detach himself from living together with his wife. And that's something which the Gemara doesn't see why that needs to be. He needs to prepare himself, he needs to be close to the Mokim of the Migdosh, close to the Mokim of the Avodah for 7 days in advance. Fine, but there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to live with his wife during those 7 days. That's the Gemara's discussion. Shaharei Al-Kochok. So Rashi already mentions, introduces us to a very sadistic Ashayla, which all the Rishonim were busy about, which we discussed last time. Shaharei Al-Kochok, Ishkas Parhedrin Lehoysa Kedosha, She'ini Shiva Bazor, Lamalche Bizdovit, Kolshken Shiva. So Rashi, Avada, there was no Kedushas Azora in the Lishkas Farhedrin, because if it would have Kedushas Azora, Kedushas Azora is Machne Shechina, nobody would be allowed, nobody's allowed to sit there, only Malka Bidovid, and Avada not to sleep then, to lie there. So it must be, wherever this Lishkas Farhedrin was, it wasn't a Mokim which had Kedushas Azora. Why did it need to be Perish Meishka? That's Rashi's Shaina. And the Rishonim were very bothered about this Rashi, because Enoch Hanami Rashi is right, perhaps, that it didn't have Kedushas Azora. But even if it had Kedushas Machna Leviyah, even if it had the Kedush of Harabayis, the halacha is, as a Baal Keri, a Tuma Yetzi Migufo is not even allowed to go on the Harabayis either. So what Rashi is suggesting, if it doesn't have Tumas Kedushas Azora, then we can understand why he does the Kasher of the Gemara. We don't see any reason why he has to be punished. Mishta, Doktois is gefrek, the Rishonim Dok gefrek. Oh, but that's not good enough for the Dimma Tuma Yetzi Migufo. If for a Baal Keri, anybody who will live with his wife will have to be excluded not just from the Azora, but also from the Harabais, also from Machne Leviyah, for any close proximity. Yes, it's a Tosis that can learn that. And we saw various Mahalchim in the Rishonim exactly what this, how to accommodate his being in the Somuch Lemigdosh, and yet being living together with his wife. Tosis learned that there were Mekomis in the Harabais themselves, which were not discarded. Some of the caves, some of the various areas that Arabais didn't have Kedushas Machna Leviyah. So there he could be mutter for him to be able to be Poirish in those 7 days and live with his wife. Yeah. That causes a shayla b'amos where exactly he needed to be positioned in the Yemei HaPrisha for the 7 days. Did it need to be Samach L'Oyel Moed, i.e. did it need to be Dafke in Machne Shchina and Azora? Did it need to be at least in the Machne Leviyah? The Mashmos of Tosis is it didn't really need so long as it was Samach L'Migdosh, somewhere in the Harabais, even if it didn't have any Kedusha Samokim at all, that would still be Roy for him to be Mekayim the Dine Prisha over there. Rashi is mashma a little bit otherwise. The Shailas, how is Rashi going to deal with Tosis' problem of Tuma Yitzah, of Balkeri, can't be L'Chayre, even in the Machne Leviyah? Good. Agabonim said, but the Maisa, that aside, the question of how physically he can find himself in proximity to the Migdosh, if he's not going to be Perish Me'ishtoi, but as far as the Etzim Kiyum Prisha is concerned, there's no reason, the Gemara doesn't see any reason why he has to be Perish Me'ishtoi, so the Gemara asks, why is it same Afrishim Me'basic? That was the Gemara's Nidin. Zod the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira Oimah. So Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira tells us the reason is, Shemel Timtso Ishtoi Sofik Nida Vayovay Oleho. Perhaps his wife will be in a matzav of Sofik Nidus, which the Gemara goes on to explain exactly what this Chashash is, but the Gemara seems to be understanding maybe she may be a Sofik Nidus and it'll be Bo Oleho. So what's the problem going to be? The problem that this Sugya is based on is the following halacha. The halacha is that just as, or perhaps not just as, which the details of this the Sugya is going to elaborate to discuss whether it is just as or not, but Akaponim, there is a halacha that a woman from the onset of her nidus has a tumas shiva. For 7 days she has this tumah deraisa, tumah chamur of being nidus. Somebody is boil nida, somebody who lives with a nida also has a din of tumas shiva. The Mefurish Apostolic in the Torah will get to see about that Nabal, Isha Be'ez Nidosa, he himself becomes tumah for 7 days. It's not simply a tumah of maga nida because he's touched the nida. That for that you don't have a tumah shiva. If somebody comes in and some touches a woman as a nida, doesn't have a tumah shiva. But the boil nida has an extra tumah of a sechal on the boil that he has a tumah shiva similar to her tumah. So the Gemara, we've got a chashash over here, which is a side chashash be'edsem pashtas to the etzem dimprisha. The etzem dimprisha means that he has to find himself some of the midosh as preparation. But alongside this, and perhaps once we're anyway going to be Mechayev Aprisha, we're Moisif the Prat of being Perish Me'ishtoi, perhaps that's the Pshat in the Gemara. And for the following reasons, if he's going to live with his wife within this 7 days, he may end up with a Tumas Shiva, which will pass him from being able to Davodis Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur. He won't be able to do it because he'll have a Tumas Shiva. So we have a problem, as I say, whether that falls under the strict dini, the dini aprisha or not, we'll have to consider. But it's certainly a chashash which Chazal at least introduced alongside the din prisha to be purish from his wife, that he shouldn't end up with the tumah shiva of boil nida. That's the klal that we're dealing with in the sugya. So the Gemara has it. So let's try and understand the seidah sugya. Shem otim to ishtei sofik nida, but yovei olam, maybe she'll be a sofik matzav of nida, and he'll live with her. Freit the Gemara, to be rishi asking, and we chishish that this Kohen Gadol will go lehedye out there and live with a woman of sofik nida and create this problem. Elo, so the Gemara, no. Rather not, there's no chashash that she'll be a pre-existing nida of any kind or sofik nida, and he'd go and live with her. Elo, shom o yovei al ishtei, the chashash will be the following. If he live with his wife within the 7 days, he may live with her, and Timtza Sofik Nida, she may find it afterwards to be a situation of Sofik Nida. It may be Nizgala afterwards that what had happened was that through this beer, there's a Nidus that was afterwards found, and so he ended up with a problem of having been Baal Isha. Maybe Vadai Sofik will get to see how this situation can come about. But Al Koponim is something which he was not aware of, and were not to be expected even to be aware of, maybe Bashas when he was Bo'alel. So he Bo'alel Beheta, but he found the Levites to be in it afterwards. Yeah. The Dech Agav, just, it's a very interesting chashash this Gemara has, because generally the way that the women were B'meis Chazal when they had the Nidus came with a Kviyas vest, etc. There was no normal chashash that a woman were to be found in Nidus Shaloi Be'is Nidosa when it wasn't this man of Kriya. So we're not talking about a Kohen living with a woman at the time of the vest when the period is expected to come, because that's Havada Osa for him to do so. We're talking about living with her in his man of Heta, and there's a chashash that the Nidus may come about while this is happening. Which is a mechunishdik a chashash that we should have such a thing, because mostly, certainly the way it used to be Bizman HaMishnah, the seder of the Rias where women were very much kvias with her, and she was muchzak to be a einoy roya up until from one's man a kvias to the other's man kvias, so that we should be choishish that she may become an eden as man, which is not an unexpected time. Seems to be quite a chumra v'chashash. That's just b'derech agav. But akuponim, zot the Gemara. But v'chashash that maybe the isin nidda, that maybe the niddas would come about through about around this beer that he would have done with her, and he would have incurred the tumas shiva, which would render him possible from doing that by Daniel Makipa. That's the chashash that we're dealing with. Yeah. Elo shomo yovar lishte v'tinta sofik nidda. That's the problem that will happen. Zot Rashi. Lomaz ene Rashi. Hachi galsina. Tanya Rabbi Yudah Ben Besai Roi Mashem Atim Sa Ishtoi Brishi Yaskinu Sheol HaSafik Nida, to let himself into such a situation is something that we're not choshish for. Elo Shem O Yova El Ishtoi V'achat Tim Tza Sofik Nida She Tim Tza Dam Al Asadin She Kin Chaboy, she'll find after the beer that they have done, they'll find some dam on the sheets or that they wipe themselves with. Ve'in Yodua Im B'Shas Bia Hoya Bo Dam Ze Im B'Shas Bia Hoya Bo Dam Ze Oilo Acha Bia. Was this dam that she finds afterwards, was that there B'Shas Maisa? Was it not there B'Shas Maisa? And we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to clarify how long afterwards this dam may have been found, that we should have a chashash that maybe it was there B'Shas Bia. Akoponim, that the Gemara, that's what Sofik Nidus means. Sofik Nidus means dam which is found afterwards, which we're not sure if it was there B'Shas Bia or not. But he ends up with a matzav of Sofer Boil Nida, and a Sofer Boil Nida, this our Gemara is assuming, also needs to have a Tumas Shiva, Misofik. There's a situation over here which has to be Choshish for, and that's the situation which we want to avoid, and therefore it's Purish Meishtoi as well in these 7 days. Uboil Nida Zot Rashi Vaita Tumas Shivas Yomim, they also love the Midrash, but Yimaki Purim, they can't do, they can't even come into the Midrash, they can't do that for it. Zot the Gemara, Amruah Rabbanon Kamed Rav Chizda. This halacha was presented to Rav Chizda, Keman Kerbe Akiva, which L'chaira, the Gemara is saying that this chashash, that they may find dam afterwards, which would be metamas boyalo, this Duma Tuba Shiva, is dependent, subject to Machloikas Tanoi. The Oma, Nidu Metamas Boyalo. The Irabono, no Omri, ain't Nidu Metamas Boyalo. There is a machlekes Rebbe Kiva Nachachomim whether a nida is metamas boyalo, which avada doesn't mean if he boal nida straight, avada is mefurish a posel that is metamas boyalo. Now what this machlekes refers to is a case where you find it to be a nida after the ma'isa beer has taken place. There is a machlekes whether that render, whether we chayshish that he is tomei machmas the nidas that's found after the beer. Rebbe Kiva is the one who's choishish, the Chachomim is not choishish. Oy bazoi, the whole Mishnah was state, mafrishin, shivas yomim, mi beisei, mi ishtoi, because he may end up with a sofek tumas nida afterwards, which is developed after the, or which is found, should we say, after the beer, is only a chashash to come to Rebbe Kiva, come to the Chachomim, this perish mi ishtoi, l'chayre, has no mokim. That's the Gemara's problem. So the Gemara, we'll just see the isfei of the Gemara and see the Rashi Beis Hashem. So the Gemara, nein, afilu teiru rabono. Ad kan lo yiplig rabon al aleder Rebbe Kiva elo ba'achar achar. At a later stage, after the immediate period, after the beer has taken place, then there's a machlokes Rebbe Kiva the Chachamim whether the dam that's found afterwards would be metamez boyalo or not. Avol b'chad achar moidelei. But there is one time period where everybody agrees that there is a chashash, that the nidus was there, even b'shas b'er, the tamez boyalo, and that's the chashash that our Mishnah is choshish for, to be punished Mishnah, because of the zman where even according to the chacham and daf b'choshish. Zog Rashi, what does that mean? When is the machloikas? When does everybody agree? When is our Mishnah choshish? Zog Rashi, as keman ker bekivet omar re dam the tamez boyalo. L'mafreya, Kol me'ez le'ez, k'shem she'gozlu she'matam ataris me'ez le'ez le'mafreya, u'fruktai b'masech nesidu b'peiru kol ayat. V'ochi t'ra, that means to say, there is a Mishnah, the sugyas in Nida, many of the sugyas in the Nida, the beginning of the Masechta, are based on this concept, this din, this halacha, that a Nida from the onset of when her Nidas has come about, we have to be choshish that all taurus that she may have come in contact with 24 hours previously are tomei, because it calls into question as to whether it was a nidda for the 24 hours from when previous to when you found it. That's the sugya at the beginning of nidda. That the nidda from when she found to be a nidda is betama the taurus 24 hours before. There is a discussion whether that the halacha also applies to betama as boyalot 24 hours before. Just like if she finds dam. So we're choishesh that whatever she touched yesterday, within 24 hour period of finding the dam, may have become tomei, because she may have been, already been a tumas nida then. One of the halachas of tumas nida is that a baal nida is a din of tumas shiva. So if we're choishesh that this nidus may have already started, but it's in 24 hours previous, then if he would have been in physical, but my sabir would have done with her within the 24 hours of finding the dam, volgadav zanadin, that he become besovim, has the tumas boil also, just like the taras, the food that she touches is tomei, so her husband who's lived with her should also be tomei. That's the machlokes amongst this tanoi. This is the first wide line in the Rashi. This is the various time periods about when the dam may be found after the Maisa Bia, which creates different halachas, categories of chashash. Derech b'nei Yisrael meshamshes b'shnei yedim. The Derech b'nei Yisrael generally is that they have take a bedika, they wipe themselves immediately afterwards to see if there's any dam may have come about. They boidik themselves afterwards. Echad loy ve'echad lo. One for him to check himself and one for her to check herself to see whether there's any tumor that's arisen. Nimta al shaloi tmeim. If it's found on his, then tmeim, that's clear that we're tmeim, because any blood that he were to find could only have come from her, b'shas bia. There's no chashash that his blood should have come from anywhere else. So if he finds any blood, whenever he finds it, that's considered a tumas nidda, b'shas bia. Tmeim, then it's tmeim shneim kol shiva. So if he finds dam, even if he finds it some period afterwards, that's a vada gilui that there was dam b'shas ma'isa, and say she has the tumas nida and he has the tumas bel nida for 7 days. That's clear. That there's no machlokes. Nimsa al shaloh. What happens if she's the one who finds the dam and not her? So here Rashi goes on to explain the various time periods in which this may have happened. Oisyum. If she finds it immediately after the Maisa Bia, she wipes herself and finds the dam. That's a very, very short time after the Maisa Bia is completed. That's also Tmei Vadai, because that's a siman, it must have been B'Shas Maisa. Coming out within those few seconds means that it was there B'Shas Maisa. So she and him are both Tmei Tumas Shiva Vadai. That's clear. So there's two cases where they're both Tomei Vadai. Either if he finds it whenever he finds it, or if she finds it immediately after the Maisa Bia would have taken place. Nimza la'achaz man, kloima. Then we've got the next stage. Kloima, shirchika bedika. She was marchik, she didn't do the bedika straight away. Took her a certain time period until she actually checked herself. Tomei misofik. Then there's a sophic period, because we're not sure whether this is a raya that there was any tumah b'shas bia or not. Ve'izeo achazman, vos beit achazman, kedei sheteired min amito v'tadiach esponeo shomata. That's as long as it takes her to get out of her bed and to wipe herself. That's achazman. That's not assume. That's not the immediate period afterwards. The immediate period afterwards is straight ashes lying there immediately, straight away. She does the bedika straight away. That's the immediate bedika which renders them both tomic. From then, till when the way she would normally do it is just get herself together and do the bidika then, that's considered about the achar, the immediate time period, where there's a tumas sofik. There is no tumas vadai anymore, because anything she finds then, from those few seconds after bia onwards, could have come at a later stage, could have come afterwards. So mameila, that situation is tmei misofik. Va'achakach, that's that period, metama me'is le'is. After that, if she finds it after the period of Kadesha Teriyat Beramito, the Tadech Aspanei Shalmato, after the time that it takes her to check the immediate checking period afterwards, then the din is that you have to be Choshesh for the 24 hour period. She finds it an hour later, you have to be Choshesh for 24 hours period. But that's not Matamas Boyalo. The 24 hour period from when she finds it is no longer relevant to Boyalo. Boyala is relevant to two stages. Either straight away, Oisim, immediately when there's a Vadai Toma, or if she finds it within the period of Achar means, but up until the time when she gets off, Teirat min Amita v'tadeach Aspanesh Almato, which is another few seconds. Now what?
If she's Metamed in Mafre, so she must be...
Why not Metamed Boyala? But why should there be a Chilukim? Yeah, predict it. Zodhi Gemara, let's just finish off and understand clearly where the Machlokes is and where the Machlokes isn't. Yeah. If it was more than the time that the immediate bedika time period were to be, that she's the regular din of a shteita mishnah nida, that from when she finds it, there's a 24-hour lamafreya period we have to chishish v'tuma. The ain matamas boiler shloi gozru tuma meisleis din matamas boiler. Rabbi Kiva, oim af matamas boiler. There's a shaila this beishu zin zavada uri chashash chashash rabono. So the no chishish nigabo tamas boiler. The Gemara says various reasons. They didn't want situations where Boyle should always be nervous because he doesn't know what's going on. Various reasons stated the Gemara. Neither one is going to give him the Eisleis the Tamas Boyle, only the Tamas Tavs. So Mameira Zok. But Rabbi Kiva says Nishta Zay. Rabbi Kiva says that the two Chashashes go hand in hand. If there's a Chashash Eisleis, a Chashash Tamas Boyle as well, the same thing. So the Gemara is suggesting the following: that this Chashash that you'll find down afterwards, which will render the Sofik Tumah, which will make him Tomei, because there'll be a Sofik Tumah L'Tamas Boyle as well, is Toil on this Machlokes Rebbe Kiva the Chachamim. Rebbe Kiva holds that there's a Chashash that he'll become Tomei L'Mafreya, but the Chachamim don't agree that there's a Chashash that will become Tomei L'Mafreya, because Lo Gozru L'Tamas Boyle, but Sofik Tumas Nidus. I would say the whole problem that we have in our Mishnah to be in Poirish Me'ishtoi, because it may end up with a Tumah that will develop, that will be found afterwards, not Mereshiv, it'll be found afterwards into a Chashash, which according to the Chachamim won't be Matamas Boyle. So the Gemara note, that's not correct. Why? Because this then the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim is only Ba'achar Achar, which means Ela Ba'achar Achar. Zok Rashi Vayter Sheshosa Yosa Ma'achar Zman Shazman Oisium. The Zman itself is the immediate Bedika, which everybody agrees is Tommy, because that's Vaday. Ba'achar Zman, which the next time period where this Bedika refers to is La'achar Oisium B'toich Kedei Sheteret Tatiach Kedetan Eiz Achar Zman V'hosik Tonin Tzmei Misofik V'loi Pligin Rebekiva. So the Gemara note, in the immediate time periods, from those few seconds until she has the time to be able to get up and do the bedika, although it's only a sofik because the dam could have come out from after the beer, but that's a sofik which everybody is chishish for the tamas boyle. It's very close by to the maisa beer from a few seconds until today, teriyah mitzah, however long that may be. So that is, although it's only sofik, but it's a sofik that everybody is chishish for, even the tamas boyle. The machlokes Rebbe Kiva the Chacham is acher, which means from after the time when she can get off and do a bedika up until 24 hours period, where there's a tumah meis leislam afreya, then the Chacham will say that doesn't apply to boyala, only applies to taras. But for the purposes of our sugya, it's enough that we're choishish for that time period from isyum till the time of teriyah din amitah of tadiach, those extra few seconds or however long it takes up to the minute until she gets off. Within that time period, there's a sofik nidus, which will vadai, which will not sofik, misofik, which will be matamas boiler. It's only a sofik nidus, so she's only talking misofik, because it could have come later, and he's only talking misofik. But that's the sofik situation which our sugi is dealing with, where he may become tomei as nisgala, sofik tomei as boiler, sofik nidus, if she were to find the dam between osium and teriyah min amitah, and that, everybody agrees. And that, there's no machlokes. V'loy polig, v'zot Rashi v'ayte, v'loy pligi Rebbe Kiva. Uva'achar, achar zman pligi, k'dektoni, v'achach, v'tamas boyle, me'es le'es, avalchat, achar, v'soich, achar zman, dahaynu, v'soich, k'nei sheteret, moide, nishtok ha'machlichas. Just b'derach agaf, the Rishonim discussed, Tosis and Nida discussed this before, Rishon, Tosis Rishonim discussed this by uns. And Tosis discusses, why is it necessary? The Gemara explains that the Chashash is only Sofik Nidus, really, it's not Avadai Nidus. And the Gemara says because the Chashash is placed in that time period between Oisim, between it straight away, the immediate seconds after the Maisa Beer, and Teirin Min Amito, if she were to found down then we've got a Sofik situation of Nidus for him and for her, and that we want to avoid because that would render him Tomei if that were to occur. So we have, and that's the Kula Alma. After that, those are really Machlis Rukim and the Chachamim. The Gemara can avoid the whole Sofik, avoids making the Chashash just pinned on the Sofik, and avoid the whole side of Rekim the Chachamim. And the Gemara can say there could be Choshesh that Shema Tinsa Vaday Nidus. How? If it's fine Toch She'er Oisium, if it's fine immediately afterwards, in those few seconds, then it should be a Vaday Nidda. That's a Vaday Matzav of Nidda for Tumah, for her and for him. So the Gemara didn't need to find, to revert just to the middle period of between Oisium and Teriyah Min Amitah, to find a suffix nidus which would create a problem, we can find a more serious problem. And that's a problem which is about nothing to do with it. It's not even a drabonon, it's a deraisa de galocha. But if you were to find it, toshe oisim zavadai baal nidus. So why does everyone not say, shem notim se ishtu, vadai nidus, toshe oisim? So Tosfos says, Be'emes, because it's not shchiach, she doesn't normally do a bedikah so quickly. She doesn't normally do a bedikah within those few seconds. It's mamash without any hefsek. It's very unlikely that she should be doing such a kind of a bedikah. So to be choshesh for a vadai gilui of vadai nidus of the tamas boila is something which is kamat not shaykh b'metzias to happen. And therefore, it's more shchiach at teirin min amita that she does the bedikah, which she would normally do afterwards, up until the time of being able to get down and do the bedikah. That's why this kind of dam nidus is more likely to be found. Oh, but to find it, teshe is more likely to be found. So we're not choshesh for such a situation. That agav is quite interesting because, as Rashi tells us, the dam that is found al shaloi is metame vadai, even if you don't find it, teshe oisim. So although it's very unlikely that she'll manage to do bedikah so quickly, it's still shaykh to find vadai nidus if he found it whenever he found it. So to say that it's not shaykh because of her limitation in bedikah is the chayr nishna ganza teretz as to why we're not choshesh for the fact that it could still be vadai if it's found al shaloi. Good. Yeah. If you have a look at this tesis, you're shown it. I think for most of us it's on the first white line at the end. Aval b'chad achar moidalei. One achar, everybody agrees. So the Tzion Rebusa Nokte, the Afilu Bechad Achar Moidelei, the Afilu Iloy Have a Moidelei, Have a Motel Minket, Nimsa Al Shaloi, Oisim. You could have avoided it, it wouldn't be. They stuck at Emma's Grada that they agree that in that time period is a soul, but it wouldn't be. You could still find the Hashash where it's Vadai Nidus, where it's for sure. Yeah. Iname, Chashino, the Sophic Nid, Ava Vadai Nidak, Again Al Shaloi, Al Shaloi, Oisim, Loi Chashino. We're not choshesh for such a thing. It's not a likely thing. But if he's saying it's not likely that he'll find it either, it's not because of the time period of doing it, because he doesn't have any time periods for him. So it's not shchiach that she should be found up immediately afterwards somehow, but after some time afterwards, which is more shchiach. Good. Akapon, the facts of the Vayla are clear. We're choshesh for sophic nidus, as we state the Gemara. Pashas not for vadai nidus. There is a problem that the Rambam brings actually the chashash. Just to quote the Rambam, we don't have time at the moment to get involved in various mahalchim that there is in the Rambam, but just to quote the way the Rambam brings this din of Prisha, Shivas Yamim Kodi Be'ekapurim Afrishin Kogel Be'beis Elishka Shabim Migdosh V'dovazeh Kabbalah V'moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever that means, it means Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish, it's not clear. V'mafrishin Oitzeh Me'ishtoi Kol Shivas Yamim Eilu Shema Timtza Nido. Maybe there'll be a nidah of an imtza Tomei Shivas Yomim Be'ini Yochel Lavoi. The Rambam doesn't say Sofet nidah, his mashmah, the chashash is Vadai nidah. And the Shaila is, Be'emes, why the Rambam is deviating from what the Gemara says, but the Gemara seems to be saying that the chashash Vadai nidah is not Shriach, or whatever reason, we're not choshesh for that, we're not choshesh for Sofet nidah. Akapon, let's move on a little bit in the Gemara. So the Vayla, what we've achieved, so understood so far, is that the chashash, the chi of Prisha Me'ishtoi, is in order that we shouldn't end up with a matzav where the Sofek boil nida, because if the dam were to be found in close proximity to the Maisa Bia, it would call a Sofek nidus for him and for her, and therefore would make him possible to do the Avodah. So we want to avoid any mocking for any chashash to make him possible in that time period, which is a time period which is the Kulal. Fine. Omer Amzeir, again Abis Levaita. Shema mino boil nida einu kenida v'tevu bayoin. Now Rav Zeir is making a technical cheshbon to try and work out how within the 7 days, if there is this chashash, Prisha Me'ishtoi, that he'll be able to be matayer himself in time to be able to do the Avodah for Yom Kippur. And the next discussion in the Gemara is based on the following din. By Nida herself, and this is learned from a posuk, she's only roy to do a tefillah after the 7 days is finished. The 7 days of Nidah, from when it begins, including that day number one, 7 days have to stop by. She is only able to be matir himself after the 7 day period at night from then onwards. Within that 7 days, and the ikka the discussion is on the last one of the 7 days, she can't be matir herself, she can't do it. Irrelevant of whether she's seeing blood or not seeing blood, all that's not relevant. Once the dam has begun, that's a considered dam. Nidus is a tumas shiva for 7 days, that's clear, that's standard. And that she can only be matir herself from that tumah. The way that she's matir herself from that tumah is tefillah b'mayim, tefillah b'mikveh. But she can only do that after the 7 days has gone by at night. And the Gemara's got a big problem with this. Because the Gemara says, if we're choshesh, that what was to happen is that he, this kohen, may end up having done a beer with a woman who was afterwards nizgala to be a sofet nidus, it's not this 7 day period not going to cover us, because if he's going to do a prisha on day one, me'ishtoi, and afterwards it's found that she was a sofik nida, so he'll need to wait until the 7 day period goes by, and only at night he can tell himself if his din is like the din of nidas. And if the night will be the Leil Yom Kippur, that will be when the next opportunity for him to be Matar himself will be. And the halacha is that a Tvul Yoim is also to do Avodah the Mikdash. So if he'll be Matar himself at night, he'll be Tomei still. The din of Tvul Yoim is you need Har of Shemesh from when you've done the Maisa Tvila. So a Tvila at night will need Har of Shemesh the next night until his Rovei Lovei the Mikdash, until the Avodah. So we've got an issue over here. We're going, the 7 day period will not be adequate if there'll be a chashash that he'll find his wife to be in a Sufik Nidda on day one, then it's only Motzah day 7 that he can tovel himself, and only Motzah day 8 that he's roited of it in the Midrash. So what's that help from Prisha Shiva if it's going to cover this chashash? That's what the Gemara is struggling with. The Gemara is assuming at this stage that when we talk about Prisha of Shiva, we're talking about a prisha some time within day one, and that's already considered the first day. Day one is the first day where they are perish any time within that day. When they decide to separate, that's already, from then is considered day one. And then you have the complete shiva will finish 6 days after this day one. You've got 7 days, but that won't be good enough for him. Because the 7 days, from the including the onset of the nidus, the onset of his boil nidus, will taka be day one. You don't need 7 days ma'is la'is to clear his nidus, but to get his boil nidus. But on day one, if she will find her to be a suffix, nidda will make him have to wait 7 days, which means day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and the 7 are all days of tumah. 7 at night he can be matar himself, but he can't do that either. And if in Mafrishin, the 7 day period that we're being perished for the Erev Yom Kippur will not allow him to do Avodah on Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara's issue. Zot Rav Zeira must be that a boil nida has a leniency, a kula over the din of nida herself, and that is that although a nida herself can only be matar himself after the 7 days have totally elapsed at night, a boil nida can already be matar himself on the 7th day itself. So he'll become a Tomei on day one. On day seven, he'll be able to be Matar himself, such that at night he'll be Roi to do Avodah. But on day seven, is still Tomei. It's not Roi to do Avodah, but he can do his Har of Shemesh and his Tvila on the last day. In which case, the 7 day period from Afrishim of Yom Kippur works, because even if on day one he'll found to be a Sovereign Boil Nida, that will, by day 7, which is Erev Yom Kippur, he'll be Matar himself by Yoim and Balayim, he'll be Roited Avodah, he'll be Har of Shemesh, he'll be finished the 7 day period, that's fine. But if he'll have the Chumrah of the Nidah herself to have to do the Tvila at night, then the 7 day period will not be adequate to cover this Chashash. That's the Sugi of Sagamore we're going to discuss now. That Beis Hashem will take us through to the Sugi of Amud Beis. Omer Rav Zeira, Shema Mino Boil Nidah Einu Kenidah V'Tovu B'Yoim. The Amras Boil Nidah Kenida, if a Boil Nidah is like Nidah itself, that can only be Tovel at night. Amas Tovel Balailo. Lamocha Hecha Ovid Avodah, Vaboy Rav Harav Shemesh, if he's going to be Tovel Motz of the day 7, which is a Leil Yom Kippurim, Kenadach Neshmach Al Avodah till the next evening. Elo Lav, Shema Mino, Boil Nidah, Ene Kenida. Boil Nidah is not like a Nidah, it can be Tovel by Yom. Zog Drashi. Boil Nidah, Ene Kenida, Sha'asura Litvel B'Shviyad Alailo. She can't do the tefillah until night. Elo tevil b'shiyah b'yom. He can do the tefillah on the seventh day. Hilchach loy boy prisha ala shivas yomim. The boy sofek nida b'yom a prisha. If on the day the prisha ends up to have an issue in that time period, which will create a chashash for the boy nida. Moy the mitzvah sayem kikulo kenida. The first day will be day one, like a regular 7 days of the nidas is also considered the day of finding this tumah, day one. V'toivah Erev Yom Kippur Shu Shvi Bayom, and then the last day of day 7, which is the 7th day of the Erev Yom Kippur, which is the 7th day of Prisha, can be Toivah Bayom. Umarev Shimshoi, he'll have an evening until the night of Yom Kippur. V'nichlas B'midrash Yom Kippur, then it's fine. If you can do the Tvila on by day, which is different to the Din of Nidah, where she can't do the Tvila by day, but if you're going to give the Kula to the Boil Nidah, then we're okay. So Rashi invited the Isakadata Boil Nidah Kinida, because if a Boil Nidah has the same Chumrah of Nidah, Emas Toval, when is it going to be Toival Zeh? In Boil Nidah Biyom Prishosoi, Belaila Diyom Makipurim is going to have to do the Laila Yom Kippurim, Lamocha Eche Avodah. How's he going to be able to do that Avodah? It's not going to be possible, because it's Harav Shemesh on Motzah on Leil Yom Kippur. So Mameila must be on the Mizmerchiach and Gerois Chiddush the Halacha from this. So again, Abayil Mida can do Tevila Bayayim, Masha Einkin and Nidanot. So the Gemara have finished. Rav Simi Mimardo Omar, Afila Tebe Bayil Nida Kinida, the Mafreshina Le Yeshua Achasom and the Shkia Sachamo. So Kvashi, maybe you're right. And what it means is, when we talk about Prisha Shiva, we don't mean we need Prisha Shiva, press the caps a few minutes. We need to be on the day, it's not a Prisha Shiva on day one. If the Prisha needs to start prior to the day one of the seven, and that way, even if it's found to be a Baal Nidha, that will already be day one. And Oiva Zoe, he can already be Tovul Balailo on Erev Yom Kippur Balailo, that will be the end of the 7 days, and then it'll have Har of Shemesh by Leil Yom Kippur, it'll be okay. That means to say, even if we're going to say that Baal Nidha needs to do Balailo, the way we'll need to alter our understanding of when the 7 day period is. The 7 days, the grace and afkamina, when do you do the pre-show? What day do you start? Do you start on the day 7th before, including the day 7, or do you have to start a day before that? When does the pre-show start? So the Gemara, no, if you hold, but maybe Baal Nidha is Kanida, and the problem of it is we find Baal Nidha and they'll have to wait 7 days to do the Tvila Balaila, but the pre-show will have to start prior to the din of the before the seventh, before the first of the 7 days. Zoprashi. You really have to start 8 days before Yom Kippur. The beginning, a little bit of the eighth day needs to be included in this prisha. I think Rashi shtit tachiv from Mishnah. The Mishnah says shivas yomim. The Mishnah doesn't say 8 days. It's 7 and a bit. It's a few minutes only, Gansan. So the extra few minutes are not included, not reckoned in the Mishnah. It's 7 plus. Interesting is Andrew Rishonim say, just out of interest, a very interesting teretz to Rashi's kasha, Gishmak and teretz. Rashi's got a problem. According to this Mahalach, according to this suggestion of the Gemara, it's not Shiva technically. You need to have Shiva plus, because we're worried about Baal Nidha, we need to have a day in advance. So I'm going to under Rishonim that for this Chashash of the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us you need to be Purish Me'ishtoi for those extra few minutes before Shkia Sachamo, you don't need to be in the Lishkas Parhedrin. You don't need to have the dinner pre-show, which is nilmud from miluim, whatever that needs to be, in those 7 days. It's only an extra buffer to make sure that this extra chashash that we're worried about should be covered. So for that, it's good enough. It's perish mishle. You can go to Bis Madrash. The main thing is that for those few days, and that's a very interesting shaila, is this chashash of perish mishle, does it lock into the other din pre-show? No, a grace enough gemina lemais in this gemara. When the gemara says that some of chashiyah sachama needs to be perish, that's what it means. If we're chayish of perish mishle, does that mean he needs to go to a lishkas parhedrin in that time? Is it the regular din pre-show that we are learning under of wherever we learnt it from, which extends itself to that extra bit? Which is how Rashi seems to be understanding, because Rashi's got a kasha. The Mishnah only says Shiva Sion Lishkas Parhedrin. Why not Shiva plus? So Rashi says it's equal to the same thing. The extra few minutes the Mishnah didn't make an issue of. Or it's Mashra from Rashi that he needs to go even to Lishkas Parhedrin in these extra few minutes. Although it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. The halacha of Lishkas Parhedrin just needs to be as long as it's Parish Mishnah. And the last time we showed him hold the Be'evans, it's not just a technical shayla, it's a londish shayla as to whether the Prisha Ishto became part of the din Prisha, even though it was a chashash midrabonon, but that became part of the package of Prisha, and therefore Avadi Nikim Rishas Pahedrin as well. You couldn't split and just say, this is enough of Prisha Ishto, this is a Lishas Pahedrin. It all became part of what Chazal understood is included in the Prisha, and therefore it may need to be in Lishas Pahedrin. And some we showed him say no. Perish Me'ishtoi, for this Chashash, it's good enough if he makes so it's Perish Me'ishtoi, but the Etzen Din Prisha with the other halachas, wherever the needs to be situated, maybe only taka 7 days, but Meredith Rashi's Kasha may not be a problem with the Mishnah B'chah. Good, Efshe. Akaponim, back to the Rashi. So, Chashkiah Sachar Mashmoni Yom Yvnei Yom Kippurim, V'hai Dekor Elei Shiva, Mishum Ahu Potel Elei Choshev Elei V'tovel Oyer Shal Erev Yom Kippurim. If that's the case, if he found it to be a Sofi Nidah, then the night of Erev Yom Kippur, he's already passed the 7 days. V'ovid L'mochor Shal Erev Yom Kippurim, Harav Shimshoi, and then Malia Yom Kippurim will be fine. So the Gemara writes, so divided, we've got two suggestions about how we're going to deal with this Chashash of Sofi Boil Nidah. Either one halacha that he can be tevil by yom, so grace a kule, although it's a tumah deraisa that he has, but maybe he can be tevil by yom, or the yom hashvi, and then the 7 day is fine. Or if we're not going to accept that, if we're going to be choshish lemaskana, the Gemara will get to see the price of his beforish that he can't be tevil by yom. But we've got one of two ideas to be able to accommodate this chashash of boil nida within 7. Either he can be tevil by yom hashvi and his tovah balailo. Oh, it means somok l'shkia sachamon b'emes the preacher already, at least me'ishto, he starts a little bit earlier. So the Gemara Meitzer has like, Meisvei. Kol chayomei tfilois. And here the Gemara goes on the next few lines of the Sugya Ramadala from the base, just to clarify this din. is a Boil Nida, does he have to wait till the end of the 7 days in order to be Matar himself, or does he is he able to be Tevil by Yom? We'll have to get to see, actually we'll get to see a few low words of Tosis and Amud Beis, so Tosis suggests what the Sforos may be, why should it be different? But let's just learn through the words of the Gemara Devar. All dinei tefillas are able to be tovah by yoyim. Nida v'yeledes, but nida v'yeledes tefillosim balayla. Whether we're talking about tumas nida or tumas yeledes, as the Torah describes, however long the teshev tumosa may be, yelezochem and the cave, as the Torah describes, they both of them can. Their tefillah has to be done after the period has elapsed. At night, they cannot do it within the time period of the 7 days of the Nidus or the Tumas Yeledas, whichever one that refers to. Tfilos and Balayla only after all the May Tumah finished. Regular Tumah, you can do it if somebody touches a Sheretz, you can Tevil straight away, he doesn't need to wait for night. Or who are then other Tumas? But this Tumah, you need to have the full time expiry before you can be Tevil. Zot the Gemara is Mashma that Nidah in, a Nidah has to wait tonight, Boil Nidaloi. Boil Nidah's mashma that it's included in the first few words of Kol Chayav Tfilis. The deek of this brisa would to be mashma that it's after whichever one it may be is to be mashma that the boil Nidah is also Tfilos. Kol Chayav Tfilis Elosam Bayayim, except for a Nidah. And the Gemara before is trying to be matcha that no, maybe he's also Tfilos Balayla, but Samuch Hishkiyas Achamo. The Gemara freaked up their shitter because the emesis is Tfilos Bayayim. So the Gemara no. Loi. Nida v'chol da'osi v'ribuya. Nida doesn't mean just Nida. Nida, and whoever the Torah also included in this Tumas Nida, Tehi Nidasa Alav, the way that the Torah describes this, Boil Nida, perhaps already is. It's time to get just to see this Pasuk at this stage, just to quote it very, very briefly. In Pasuk Shteit Hazoi, V'im Shochoi V'yishkav Ish Oysa. If somebody lives with her, usahi nidasa alav, while the nidasa, her nidasa is usahi, and what the result will be, nidasa alav, it's a very interesting lashon of the pasuk. Sahi nidasa alav, which tells us that her din nidus will be chal on him. In other words, he has a tumas shiva. The tomei shivas yomim, and he becomes tomei shivas yomim, kvachala mishkav asha yishkav lov tomei, the halacha is it's going to be metame, any mishkav, anything which is in the line of where he lies, is all going to become tomei. So the pasuk of Hini Dosa Olof tells us that he has a din which is similar to the din of Tumas Nidus. And that's why there are those who hold Hini Dosa Olof tells us that it needs to be only Tvilosa Balayla, like Nidah. So the Gemara, and that's why Nidah v'chol da'osim iribuya, anything which is included in the din of Nidus, i'ahainu boil Nidus, is also Tvilos Balayla. So you can't be medayik from this loshon of Kol Chayov Tvilos also Nidah Nish, vice is boil Nidah. It is Tvilos Balayim. Nidah includes anything called the Masmosa. So Rashi. Kol Chayov Tvilos Balayim, Kidialef Mesechdes Megillah, V'chitu Bayim Ashri V'rochatz Bamayim, is mefurish that even a regular 7 day period of Tumah, you can Tvilos Balayim. To make Mesech, you can do Tvilos Balayim. Many things the Tvilos is the Tvilah Balayim. Within the period, the last day, it's only Balayim of the last day, within that period it wouldn't work. But on the last day of the Tumah, you can do a Tvilah by night, all the Tumah will go by. Nidah V'yiledes Tvilos Balayla, Nidah Nechsev Shivas Yom Tebi Nidosa, Kol Shiva, the whole 7 days, and that doesn't allow her to do any tefillah. In the meantime, Yeledes Tamei Kimei Nidas Devoisa Titmon. Yeledes has learned from Nida that both of them have to wait till the full period has gone by, until they can do the Vechitu, until they can do the Taras HaMikvah. And then the Gemara says that may include also Nida V'chol Da'osim Ribui. Meis face up the Gemara Locha, another question to be Megala this Shaila. Balkeri Kemaga Sheretz, Boil Nida, Kitmei Meis. Very interesting analogies of the Brisa sets up of as different comparisons of Tumah. A Baal Keri, somebody who's seen Keri, a Tumah that came with Gufoi. So he's like a Maga Sheretz. His Tumah is like somebody who touches a Sheretz. What does that mean? It's a double source of Megabba. What? Megabba. What's the comparison? Which halacha are we comparing to each other? See in a minute. Boil Nida Kitmei Meis. A Boil Nida is like a Tumas Meis. So the Gemara may love it, Tvila. The Boil Nidah is the one that's relevant for us. It's like a Tmei Meis. A Tmei Meis can be Tovel within the 7 day period of the Tumas Shiva. So a Boil Nidah can Tmei Meis. A Boil Nidah has the similar halachas. You can also do it on day 7, like a Tmei Meis. My lovely Tvila, lo in the Tumosom. It's talking about the Tumah period. A Baal Keri has a Tumas, a 1 day Tumah, like a Magasheretz. A Boil Nidah has a 7 day Tumah, like a Tmei Meis. So the Gemara Tomasa Behedik Sivu said before she's a puzzle, Tova Shivas Yomim. We just read it before, but Tova Yushachim Yishka Tova Shivas Yomim. So what's telling you that could to me, Mace? Yeah. Hi, Tova Shivak Sivbe, hi, Tova Shivak Sivbe. Hello, Baldam is a rabbi. Actually, we'll do the Rashi before we turn over. Zot the Gemara, Zot Rashi, Zot Balkeri, Kemaga, Sheretz. 3 lines before the bottom. Litvil, the Yom Tomasa, and I'm reading the Pay the Kay the Dvorim of Sochim. Uboil Nidakit May Mace. Litvil, Bayoy Mashvi, Alma Tova Bayoy. So the Gemara Loilu Tumosa is not talking about the Tvila, it's talking about the Tuma, perhaps. Baal Keri Kemaga Sheres Litumas Erev, Verishin Lituma, Boyal Nida Tumas Shiva Ava Tuma Kitmei Meis. Baal Keri has a din like a Rishin, not an Ava Tuma, the Gaba various halachas, which we'll get to see. Baal Kaponim, it's the halachas of how Tomei is, not how he's Matari himself. Whether it's the length of the tumor, whether it's the dinim of the tumor, that's how we're comparing the Balkari to Magasheres. Masha Inke, but in this Ketubas Meis, the gap of the shame tumor and the extension of its tumor, the extent of its tumor, but not the tvila, that how you retire yourself, that's not included in this comparison. And one Tmei Meis can do by Yoyim, and by a little maybe by Laila. So the Gemara, if we're talking about din tumas shiva, for that we don't need any. There's a mefurish apostle. So Rashi, hi tumas shiva ksiv beit sehini dosa alav b'tumei tumas shiva siyom. There's a mefurish apostle. So to say that a boil nidus k'tumei beis is the beit alach is mefurish in the tape. El alav zot the Gemara the tivilosa muzdoch zayin that the comparison is the tivilosa. And to tell us a boil nidus k'be mitari b'yoyim, that's what the din of this price must be telling us. So the Gemara loy lo mitumosa. It talk about ba'emes legaba the tumah. But it's not telling us the din of simply coming to tell us the chiddush of 7 days. What it really is coming to tell us is that there are differences in the tumah the following. That means to say the way we're supposed to read it is as like, tumas shiva, ava tumah, as Rashi says. We're not talking about the tara purification process. We're talking about the tumah process. And the process of tumah means that tumas shiva, and the tumas tmei meis, and tumah ava tumah. Both of them are the same. But there's one difference. Sefer tzrichale, elo shechomu memenu boil nida, shemetama mishka v'moishev v'tumah kala, letama tumasuch. So the Brayis is trying to tell us like this. We are comparing and contrasting the dinei tumah. Nothing to do with tumah. Tmei meis ka boil nida. In the extent of its tumor, 7 days, it's an ava tumor. Hello! So the price of Aita, but there is a choymer in Boil Nidah, more than Tmei Meis, Lagaba Mishka, Vamoishav, Tmei Matame, Oichel Mashka. What's made this rabbi say? Let's have a look at the Rashi. It's very simple, it sounds a little bit obscure. This is very, very straightforward. I'm going to come out with a first apostle in the Torah. Not the Rashi has said. Shematame Mishka, but what does Mishka Vamoishav mean? The first difference that Rashi is explaining is like this. By Tmei Meis, there's no such thing as Mishka V'Meisav. If somebody's found himself within the vicinity of a Meisav Aleinu, and he sits on a bed, and there's 10 mattresses, we'll take the simple case that Rashi is referring to. So he's lying on various layers of whatever it may be below him, Begodim, Oichlim, various things which can be Mekabel Tumah. He does not affect anything which is not directly touch. Tmei Meis is Matama B'Maga, it's not Matama B'Mishka V'Moshe. Mishka V'Moshe means anything which is lying on beneath, which is not directly touching, Hot Mishkan Tumas Meis. The Tumah of Boil Nida is, and in that it's similar to a Nida, just like a Nida, where the Dinah Mishka V'Moshe, she can be lying on the top, whatever, cover, and that's Matama, all everything that's beneath, all the various layers all become Tomei, although it's Moshav, Mishkov, it's Matama, everything beneath it. So a Boil Nida is also Matama, Mishkov, Moshav. It's not Hazar, Mishkov, and Moshav, either of them is all included in this shame. Tumah is an Ava Tumah, which is Matama, anything which you're lying on beneath where you are, where the Boil Nida is positioned, which a Tumas Meis doesn't have such a thing, only direct contact. Anything which is not direct contact, Tumas Meis doesn't have. Mishka V'Moshav of Boil Nida has. But there is one difference between the Mishka V'Moshav of Nida herself, which the Torah says before is the time of Mishka V'Moshav, and the Mishka V'Moshav of a Boil Nida. Where is that? That's the next Rashi. L'tama Ichel L'mashkim. V'loi L'tama Odom V'Kelim Keshah Kol Oisei Mishka V'Moshav K'goy Zol V'Zodom V'Nidu M'Torah. There, they're considered to Mosan as Ava Tumah L'tama Odom V'Kelim. Avol Boil Nida K'siv Bei Kol HaMishka V'Shayishka V'Lov Yitma Nitma Kosov Mituma Chamura De Nishka V'Nida Atzma Shematama Odom V'Siv Kol HaShayiga V'Mishkova. This says that in a word Rashi is telling it like this. The halacha is that Mishka V'Moshav of a Nida or a Zova or various cardinal tumas become so Tomei that this Mishkov and Moishov that you're lying on 10 layers below can even be Tama Odom Bekelim. Now, only Avatuma can be Tama Odom Bekelim. Only Avatuma. Anything which is not an Avatuma cannot be Tama Odom Bekelim. The Arish in the Tumah, something which has touched a Sheres, or something which is a Magat Meimes, can only be Tama Odom Bekelim. The next Shtav of Kabbalah's Tumah is Oichle Mamashkim can even get a tumah from a Sheni. Even a Rishon can give to a Oichle Mamashkim, but not a person. A person can only be Makabal tumah from an Avat tumah. Zokt Rashi like this. There's a difference between the Mishkav and Moshev of the Nidah herself and the Mishkav and the Moshev of the Boyal Nidah. Where that source we'll see in the Pasuk in a minute. The Mishkav and Moshev of Nidah herself becomes tumah to the extent that it itself is an Avat tumah. If a person touches it, he'll become tumah. It's Matama Odom Bekelim, which is only Avat tumah can do. So she's lying on something, 10 layers below there's a beged, which is a mishkov, she's indirectly been lying on it, that itself will be an ava tumah to be metam adam akeinim. By a boil nidah, where it's also metam mishkov and mishkov, it doesn't have the level of an ava tumah, all these various levels, but the only thing that it has occurred to be metam afterwards is oichel namashkim. It's like a rishon. It's like it's been mekabel a maga tuma, and it can be and it's metam only oichel namashkim. It's not metam odom akelim. So the difference between the mishkav and moishav of a nida herself and the mishkav and moishav of a boil nida is whether it's metam like an avatuma of odom akelim or avatuma of odom akelim or only metam like a rishon the tuma that says can be metam oichel namashkim. So Rashi, where do we get this from? Where in Torah do we see the chilik between the Mishkav and Moshav of a Nidda itself and the Mishkav and Moshav of a Boil Nidda? So Rashi says something very interesting, because the Pasuk reads the following. The Imshachov Yishkav Ish Oiso. So he nidosa Allah of a Tomei Shivas Yomim. He'll have heard Tumah for 7 days. V'chol ha-Mishkav Asha Yishkav Alav Yitmo. And anything that he lies on, that means all his Mishkav, Esa Matzois, will become Tomei. So Rashi, what was it necessary to mention this for? Satan, see nidosa Allah. He has the Tumah Tumas Nida, and Tumas Nida has a Mishkav Moshav. We know that Mishkav Moshav is already Tomei. So why is it necessary to mention this prat that the Kol Asher Yishkav Mishkav Yishkav of Yitma? So Rashi, the Torah is coming to be menatic. It's coming to tell us that it doesn't have the full din of Mishkav Moshav like Nida. Sehidi does all of, yes? Oh, but not the same level of Mishkav Moshav. Mishkav Moshav and Nida is an Ava Tumah, which is the Tama Odom Akelim. This Kol HaMishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Yitmo is a lesser Madrig. It's like a Rishon, like a Zenu. It's Makabal, which you can only be Metabal afterwards. Only Metame Oichon HaMashkin. So Rashi, the Tama Oichon HaMashkin will only Tama Odom Akelim Kishar Kol Oysa Mishkav HaMashkin Kikoy Zov Zov and Nida Betzayr Yishu Tumos and Ava Tumah Tama Odom Akelim Abo Boy Nida Ksev Bei Kol HaMishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Yitmo Nitke HaKosuf Mitumah Chamura De Mishkav Nida Atzmo. The Torah told us that it's a lesser of Madrega than the Torah of the Nida Atzmo. She Metame De Mishkav Nida Atzmo Metame Odom Kida Sebe Chol Asher Yikav HaMishkav. That's the first apostle that Mishkav and Nida can even Metame Odom Akelim. The Hevi Oile Tumah Kala, the Torah introduced it to a lesser Madrega, the Tama Oichle Mamashkim, the Ile Tumah Chamura, because if the Mishkav of this Boel Nida also has a Tumah Chamura, Lishte Kromine, Vandoni Adani, the Mishkav of Tomei, Kemishkav Nida, that Sivis Hinid also Allah. Why does Torah need to mention anything about the Mishkav of this Boel Nida? The reason is because it's a lesser Madrega, it's a new din of Mishkav, it's not the same Madrega as Nida, and therefore it's only Metame Oichle Mamashkim and not Metame Odom Akelim. Mamela's not the Gemara, that's the reason why we're mentioning the din of Boil Nidah Ketmeimeis, not because it has a Tumah Bayoim, but because of the difference, the comparisons and the differences in the Tumah in that a Boil Nidah has Mishkav HaMoshav which Ketmeimeis doesn't have. But Derech Agav, the Mishkav HaMoshav of Boil Nidah is an individual to Boil Nidah, it's not the regular Mishkav HaMoshav because it's not Matama Odom HaKelim, it's only Matama Oichlim HaMashkim. Toshamar Rabbi, so let's just finish off. The 1-2 minutes that we've got left is just enough time to finish off this Gemara. Toshema the Tony Rav Chia the Meister the Gemara says the Maskona Hazova Hazova v'Matzoyra v'Matzoraz uBoil Nida Utmei Meis Tivlosim Bayoyim. The Meister the Gemara is Machriya the Halacha that Boil Nida is different to Nida, and the Halacha is that the Tefillah can be done by day on the day 7, which in turn means that the Prisha of this Kohen Gadol is fine within the 7 days. We don't need to be Samach Lishkiya Sachamo in the 7, every time on day 1 will be covered with Tvilosa Bayoim. Masha Enkin Nida V'yuleda Tvilosa Balayla Tiyuf Tzot the Gemara, that the Maskana is Taka, that although Nida Tvilosa Balayla, Boil Nida Tvilosa Bayoim. Just two words of Tosfos. Tosfos says, what is the reason why we consider that this difference in halacha between a nida herself, which is filosa balayla, and the boil nida is going to filosa bayoyim. And Tosafos says, Yeishlanu. If you have a look at these narrow, the last three narrow lines in Tosafos that we have for the first Tosafos on the page, just before it gets wide. Tosafos says that really this boil nida is not a tuma where he himself has become as a makor of tuma. It's really because of the contact with the nida. How did the boil nida? Because of the contact with shazbiya. So although it's a contact which gives him a tuma shiva and it makes him into an ava tuma, that's mefurish in the posuk. But what's not mefurish in the posuk is mistaba that it remains like a tumas maga, a tuma of anybody who has accepted to become tumay from something else. Whenever the tumas become tumay from someone else, the din is not to be lost by yoim. Mamela zoktay says the maskana sagamore is although boil nida has various alochas tumas shiva and tumas the ava tuma, but the Torah says whatever the Torah did not specify lagaba the din of tefila by yoim of alayla, it's more mistaba that he has a lesser darga because it's only the boil nida was makabel the tuma from the nida b'shals bia rather than him himself being the makor of the Tumas Nidda, which is actually an interesting discussion in its own right. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll move on into the din of Tum Hutra B'Tzibu.